Her first thoughts thought, "Well, yes, but I was a lot younger then." Her second thoughts thought, "Yes, but which one was the real shepherdess? The shiny lady in the nice clean dress and buckled shoes, or the old woman who stumped around in the snow with boots filled with straw and a sack across her shoulders?" At which point, Mistress Weatherwax stumbled. She caught her balance very quickly. "Dangerously loose stones on this path," she said. "Watch out for them." Tiffany looked down. There weren't that many stones, and they didn't seem very dangerous or particularly loose. How old was Mistress Weatherwax? That was another question she wished she hadn't asked. She was skinny and wiry, just like Granny Aching, the kind of person who goes on and on. But one day Granny Aching had gone to bed and had never got up again, just like that. The sun was setting. Tiffany could feel the hiver in the same way that you can sense that someone is looking at you. It was still in the woods that hugged the mountain like a scarf. At last the witch stopped at a spot where rocks, like pillars, sprouted out of the turf. She sat down with her back to a big rock. "This'll have to do," she said. "It'll be dark soon, and you could turn an ankle in on this loose stone." There were huge boulders around them, house-sized, that had rolled down from the mountains in the past. The Rock of the Peaks began not far away, a wall of stone that seemed to hang above Tiffany like a wave. It was a desolate place. Every sound echoed. She sat down by Mistress Weatherwax and opened the bag that Miss Level had packed for the journey. Tiffany wasn't very experienced at things like this, but according to the Book of Fairy Tales, the typical food for taking on an adventure was bread and cheese. Hard cheese, too. Miss Level had made them ham sandwiches with pickles, and she'd included napkins. That was kind of a strange thought to keep in your head. We're trying to find a way of killing a terrible creature, but at least we won't be covered in crumbs. There was a bottle of cold tea, too, and a bag of biscuits. Miss Level knew Mistress Weatherwax. "Shouldn't we light a fire?" Tiffany suggested. "Why? It's a long way down to the tree line to get the firewood, and there'll be a fine half moon up in 20 minutes. Your friend's keeping its distance, and there's nothing else that'll attack us up here."
"Are you sure?"
"I walk safely in my mountains," said Mistress Weatherwax.
"But aren't there trolls and wolves and things?"
"Oh, yes, lots."
"And they don't try to attack you?"
"Not any more," said a self-satisfied voice in the dark. "Pass me the biscuits, will you?"
"Here you are. Would you like some pickles?"
"Pickles gives me the wind something awful."
"In that case..."
"Oh, I wasn't saying no," Mistress Weatherwax said, taking two large pickled cucumbers.
"Oh, good," Tiffany thought.
She'd brought three fresh eggs with her. Getting the hang of a shamble was taking too long. It was stupid. All the other girls were able to use them. She was sure she was doing everything right. She'd filled her pocket with random things. Now she pulled them out without looking, wove the thread around the egg as she'd done 100 times before, grasped the pieces of wood and moved them so that... pock! The egg cracked and oozed. "I told you," said Mistress Weatherwax, who'd opened one eye. "They're toys, sticks and stones."
"Have you ever used one?" said Tiffany.
"No. Couldn't get the hang of them. They got in the way." Mistress Weatherwax yawned, wrapped the blanket around her, made a couple of noises as she tried to get comfortable against the rock, and after a while her breathing became deeper. Tiffany waited in silence, her blanket around her until the moon came up. She'd expected that to make things better, but it didn't. Before, there had just been darkness. Now, there were shadows. There was a snore beside her. It was one of those good, solid ones, like ripping canvas. Silence happened. It came across the night on silver wings, noiseless as the fall of a feather. Silence made into a bird, which alighted on a rock close by. It swiveled its head to look at Tiffany. There was more than just the curiosity of a bird in that look. The old woman snored again. Tiffany reached out, still staring at the owl, and shook her gently. When that didn't work, she shook her hardly. There was a sound like three pigs colliding, and Mistress Weatherwax opened one eye and said, "Ooh."
"There's an owl watching us. It's right up close."
Suddenly the owl blinked, looked at Tiffany as if amazed to see her, spread its wings and glided off into the night. Mistress Weatherwax gripped her throat, coughed once or twice, and then said hoarsely, "Of course it was an owl, child. It took me 10 minutes to lure it this close. Now just you be quiet while I starts again. Otherwise I shall have to make do with a bat. And when I goes out on a bat for any time at all, I ends up thinking I can see with my ears, which is no way for a decent woman to behave."
"But You were snoring.
I was not snoring.